Dick and James. Greg Dickerson and Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hour number three, Dickerson and James. Patriots in Pittsburgh tomorrow against the Steelers. Patriots losing record on the road. Let's get to this, Dickerson, something we didn't really touch upon. Why this team sucks on the road, yet they're undefeated 6-0 at home. What's the difference?
I don't know. I hate to give you that answer.
Well, you should know.
Okay, you tell me. What?
Well, I know you get distracted right now.
I'm not distracted at all.
Because your girl, Abby Chins, she's on the, you know, they're showing the replay of the Celtics-Hawks, and Abby Chin just came in the air, so I know you're getting distracted.
Down a very expensive LCD or LED TV.
It'll come out of your paycheck for like the next year and a half.
Why do you think?
I think. Oh, John, come on. Because this team, for whatever reason, and I put this on the coaches, they don't get up for the road games. Let's look at who they've lost to.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's look at who they lost to. Blake Bortles. Jacksonville's already said he's gone. Matthew Stafford, who's a glorified Jay Cutler, Marcus Mariota, and Ryan Tannehill. Four garbage quarterbacks. Mariota's okay.
Mariota's not garbage.
Three garbage quarterbacks and Mariota.
When they played Jacksonville, a lot of people had Jacksonville as the team that was going to the Super Bowl from the AFC, or at least going to the AFC championship game again.
This team sucks on the road. They can't win on the road.
I know, but I'm questioning your argument.
How about question three and four? They're 3-4 on the road.
Well, no, but you say they don't get up for games on the road because they play sucky quarterbacks. That's my point. I don't know what it is. How come you can't figure it out? I think part of it is they do not. They do come up big. I think this is the way I look at it. Okay, and we'll know more tomorrow against Pittsburgh. They play up and they play down to the level of their competition. I think that's a better argument. Okay, and I think a lot of the bad competition, certainly Detroit at the time. Tennessee's a playoff team, so I'm not going to count them
or
as a
fringe.
Well, hey,
right, okay.
It's better than being
better than
the Jets.
They beat the Chiefs and the Bears, who are the two best teams they beat all season long. Minnesota's a decent team. They're all another fringe playoff
team,
but they're disappointing. But they're at home. Those were at the Chiefs. The Bears were on the road, but the Chiefs and Vikings are at home. I just want to know which Patriot team are we going to get tomorrow? That's all I'm trying to figure out.
See,
because
I got a question mark on the other side.
Oh,
of course. To me, the biggest question is what Pittsburgh team is going to show up? Is it going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers from the first half of the Chargers game, or the Steelers team from the second half of the Chargers game and the Steelers team from the second half of the Raiders game? I don't know which one's going to show up. That, to me, is the bigger question. If Pittsburgh shows up like they did early on in the first half of that Charger game, this is a Steelers win. And I think the Steelers are the more desperate team tomorrow.
When you look at this team and all season long, and you just when you think they're trying to turn the corner, and that, like, last week, had that play not happened with the Dolphins, like you said, no one seed right now. They're the one seed.
Right.
And as of now, they're the two seed. So
still pretty good.
Which is good, but
with a quarterback who's had, for him, a below-average season.
I don't trust this team going on the road to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. I don't trust this team to go on the road and beat the Chargers in L.A. I don't trust this team. I just don't. And that's the thing that's scary. That, like, yeah, they're going to get a divisional playoff, host a divisional playoff game. But if they have to go on the road for the AFC title game, dude, it's a wrap. They can't win on the road.
I think even playing at home, they're not going to play some Humpty in the divisional round. They'll play a decent
team. They'll
play a good team in the divisional round. And say what you want about Houston and their struggles here, it's a better Houston team than
absolutely
what we saw last year.
And you can only own a team. Bill O'Brien's never beaten the Patriots in his entire career in Houston. That can only happen for so long. Like, eventually, they're going to kick the door through.
But
You know, that eventually that's what they're going to
okay,
do.
Larry?
I'm all right there, oh,
okay.
buddy. Yeah.
Well, no, sorry, that was a sneeze, not a hiccup.
No, bad. It was a sneeze. It was a sneeze. So,
bless you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So from my standpoint, when I look at this team, Greg, it's very un-Belichick-like. It's like they've always been able to have above 500 record on the road. For them to be this bad and to lose to the Jags, to the Titans, to the Lions, and then the Dolphins, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, what has concerned me, the biggest thing that sticks out to me about the road losses is how they've lost on the road. They got blown out by Detroit. They got blown out. Well, it wasn't a blow up by Jacksonville, but that was Jacksonville's game the whole entire way. I never thought the Patriots were going to win that game beyond the second quarter. They got blown out by Tennessee. It's the way they're losing these games. I understand it was an absolute abject fluke against the Dolphins, but those other games weren't even competitive. And that's the most unusual thing about Belichick Patriot teams on the road.
Yeah, and especially in that game when you talk about the Titans game, how bad Brady looked. He was horrible in that game. Like, he just, like, there was, like, that was the game where it started to look like, uh-oh, now he looks like he's 41. That game against Tennessee, he just was not in it. And you could see his body language. It just, 50% completion percentage. He didn't throw any picks, but he didn't throw any touchdowns. He just didn't look in sync. And then, of course, you get the bye, and then the following week against the Jets, it was like, okay, he's back to being Brady. That's what you want to see. I don't know, which team's going to show up tomorrow, but the thing with the Patriots is that you have to get pressure on the quarterback. You don't have Chandler Jones, and this team is third to last in the NFL in sacks. They've got 18 on the season.
I would like to pat myself on the back for one thing that I got right. One thing that
just
I got
one
right.
Thing,
just
yeah.
one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing I got right. A lot of people were clamoring and saying how excited they were and how great this one player was going to be for the Patriots, Adrian Claiborne.
Nothing.
He had
nothing.
I believe he had 12 of his 13 sacks last year in one game. I think he had 8 sacks last
year.
No,
he did.
And I think like five of them were in one game.
Right.
And
right.
Where has he been?
Against the Cowboys' backup left tackle, by the way.
Thank you very much, John. Yes. Has he even played this? What a friggin' disappointment. This guy, not to me. I thought it was a lousy signing just because of that.
Well, you know,
what a disappointment to everybody else he's been.
You know who else who hasn't done anything for the Patriots this year?
Phony Michelle.
Well, besides him,
oh.
Akeem Hicks. Oh, you know why? Because they let him go and he's on the Bears now. And he's one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. Why would you let go of Akeem Hicks? Why?
Because he picked up Danny Shelton.
Oh, and he's been just a... that's Warren Sapp.
He's not even playing.
Part two.
He's not even playing.
Right, right. And by the way, just so you know, on the sacks in the league right now, Aaron Donald, just for everybody out there, Aaron Donald has 16.5 sacks so far this season. The Patriots as a team have 18.
I've had this argument with people before. It's not so much the sacks that bother me or lack of sacks that bothers me. It's the lack of hits and pressures, and we just don't see that either.
Right. Consistent
badgering. You're not necessarily going to get a ton of sacks, but there's no pressure. There's no hits. There's no forcing quarterbacks into making mistakes, throwing the ball away or throwing interceptions.
And to your point, Tannehill completed 14 passes on Sunday. 3 of them were touchdowns. They made him look like Marino. I mean, that's a tough thing to do.
He's a dumb quarterback, and he looked like a smart, good quarterback on Sunday.
Yeah, 617-779-7937. The best part about Ryan Tannehill is his wife, Lauren, and when she got caught with guns. That's the best part. Yeah, she got caught with guns.
I don't know about that story.
Mike in a car. Google it. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Mike.
Two big things about Pats and Steelers this weekend. One, the health. I mean, Pats haven't had anything on the injury report all week, and Steelers are banged up everywhere, including Ben, whether he's on it or not. Last week with the ribs, he's hurt. And two, the second thing, since 2002, after a loss, the Pats are 20-0 against the spread when it's 3 or under.
Oh, I like that. By the way, Mike, now you're talking my language, Mikey.
Chills, Mike. think it just moved.
Before the season, excuse me, before this week began, I didn't even know the line. I'm like, I love the Pats. I don't like them as much as the week has gone on. Maybe because
the line's moved quite a bit, hasn't it?
They were initially an underdog.
Right.
1.5-point underdog. Now it's like they're a 3-point favorite.
Right.
So the line has moved exponentially. The Colts is your bet, your future, your kid's future college tuition pick, lock of the week. The Colts on tomorrow, -3 over Dallas.
Love the Cowboys in that game.
Yeah.
Absolutely love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't bet them, but I do love them
yeah.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I bet you do. Oh, by the way,
watching that game.
How much did you hit that parlay for, Jerry was saying?
1,100.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was
Calgary
a 14,
Flames, baby.
Was a 14 parlay?
It was a 14 parlay. No, I think it was 5. It was either 4 or 5. I think it was 5.
Do you know how tough it is? It's like hitting the Powerball.
But one of them, I added in one that was like a -1,100 just to get the extra, you know, it was a 14 parlay, but then I added an extra team in there. At like -1,100 that I knew was going to win. So you got a little more bang for your buck.
That's amazing.
But the Calgary Flames, baby, they brought it home for me.
You bet.
Calgary.
What, you combined football with hockey?
No, it was basketball and hockey. I went down to see Twin River, and
okay.
I decided to make a bet.
Did you see Mutt there? Or
yes.
You saw Mutt there?
There was a picture of him on the wall.
Neglecting his kids?
Yes. There was a picture of him on the wall.
Right.
And it had, you know, this is our host, Mike Mutnansky.
Do they have...
Mike Mutnansky Twin River Sports Betting Complex.
When Mutt leaves a casino or a racetrack, do they have... Like, does he have the breathalyzer in his car now?
I will not comment on that.
Okay. I just... No, I...
Do you not like Mutt either?
No, I like Mutt. I like Mutt a lot. I just
you do,
dude. But when you get a DUI, you usually have a breathalyzer in your car.
Yeah, but I don't think it's right to make fun of Mutt and his DUI.
I would never.
I don't think that's appropriate at all.
No,
I like Mutt.
Yeah, I just
nobody
no, I,
else seems to like him. You don't like him.
I like
Andy,
Mutt.
Andy,
I don't,
is it Fart or Shard?
It's Boomer Esiason joining us.
See, I like him because he's creative.
Does Jerry like Mutt?
Yeah, I think Jerry.
Okay.
I think Jerry tolerates him.
Right.
Jerry
well, that doesn't mean you
You'll
like
talk
him.
To me drunk or sober after Red Sox game.
Yeah, but I think right. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't. I don't know if he necessarily likes him, but he does.
You've been on the morning show longer than me, and Jerry is always admonishing Mutt for not spending enough time with his kids, for gambling too much, drinking too much. I don't have a problem.
See, I can't say anything. I've taken my young child to Las Vegas before in the past, so
to the casinos and everything.
Well, he's Las Vegas after all. I'm not staying at the Hilton. I'm staying at a casino.
So what happened? Did you never mind. I won't go there.
No.
Did
I bring somebody with me?
No. Did what happened when you were with your son and
daycare center?
A lady of the night approached you.
My wife.
Oh, but they still approach you.
Oh, you mean the people who do this? Who have those little cards and they snap them and they try and hand them to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just grab my son and move him out of the way.
Yeah.
It was a good experience for him.
One of they put us up at this horrible hotel, the Excalibur. Oh.
Ah, I love the Excalibur.
No. So it's a total trailer trash hotel, right?
There's no circus, I'll tell you.
Well, so we were in for the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't, so all the media was supposed to be at MGM Grand where the fight was.
Yes.
But they're like, well, we can make $3,000 a night on rooms, media. We're going to put you across the street at the Excalibur.
You didn't have to pay for it. What are you complaining about?
We didn't have to pay for it. But I'm walking across, I'm doing a morning drive show, walking across this overpass. I got approached by hookers.
I know the overpass you're talking about.
I got approached by hookers. Did I want drugs? I got approached by...
I have been to Vegas 20-plus times. Not once have I ever been approached by somebody who says, hey, want some drugs?
And cocaine I've never and hookers, my friend.
Been approached by a hooker. Never. Maybe that says something about me. I don't know. But I've never once been approached by a hooker.
True story.
The cards for the strip clubs, yes, they've stuck them in my face. But other than that, no.
She just said, hey.
Well, maybe she wasn't a hooker. Maybe she was.
Oh, no, she was.
Just a
now, I
girl.
Will tell you, the second time
there
I was ever in
kinds
Vegas.
Of hookers.
When, second time in Vegas, we're in town for the Bernard Hopkins Antonio Tarver rematch.
Yes. Oh, I remember it well.
Okay.
I believe that was 2005.
You're close.
What a guess.
No, you were close.
Okay.
So
Hopkins won that fight, right?
The Tarver one.
That's what I meant. Tarver one.
Tarver one. And
by TKO.
And in the first round.
By a knockout.
Yeah.
By decision.
No.
One decision?
No. It was quick.
Oh, it was quick. Okay.
He knocked
him
out
right
away.
It was a TKO right away. Yes.
So we're there before we do the morning show. This is in 2004, and Don King hooked us up to come out there and all this stuff, and we were one of the stations that could broadcast on radio.
Ding! John, ding that! Don King. Mentioned Don King. Name drop.
All right.
Thank you, John.
So this...
Pay attention, John!
John's not paying attention. So this...
Never.
...girl, and I was completely oblivious.
Yeah.
She looked like Carmen Electra. I kid you not. Like Carmen Electra in her prime, which is, like, to me, the hottest girl of all time. She basically.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Carmen Electra, the hottest girl of all time?
Ever. In her prime, there was never any better. So she basically,
lost all respect for you.
So
but go ahead.
She approached me, and
Carmen
it was.
Carmen Electra approached you.
It was like about 2:15 in the morning, Vegas time, because we're getting ready to go on at 6 in the morning, East Coast time. So it's 5:50 on the East Coast. And I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Mm-hmm. And then she gave me the rate card, and I was like, oh, I just thought, like, you know, for 1 minute that...
Do they actually have a rate card that they hand you,
no,
or does she say something?
She said it was like $1.25 for an hour or something, but I don't go that way.
Well, if you thought she was that hot, what's $1.25 to you?
I had to go to work.
Well, what time was this?
We were about to go on air at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And what time was it?
5:15.
Oh, my God. You got plenty of time.
I know.
You got all sorts of time with you. I'm not questioning, how you perform, but it sounds like it's enough time for me.
Well, she looked like Carmen Electra, dude, and I'll never forget her.
So for $1.25, Carmen Electra is your dream girl. Why not drop $1.25? It's Vegas.
Yeah. I think I could have probably left. I think the $1.25, there would have been some residual effects of that later on, if you know what I mean.
Possibly,
the letters that go with STD.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think you're sullying the fine name of my favorite city in the world other than Boston.
Vegas.
I've never once been approached by a hooker or a drug dealer.
Well, you ever. Haven't. Then you haven't
Love
been
Love that place.
Then
it's
you haven't
clean,
been
family
No crime.
Love it.
No crime.
There is no crime.
Vegas is crazy.
I walk up and down the strip at 2 a.m. on a Saturday, and I'm not like, oh, my God. Is somebody going to attack me? Somebody going to steal my... No, I feel very safe.
Yeah, as you should. 617-779-7903.
More crime out in Springfield than there is in Vegas.
I would disagree.
I'd feel more worried about taking my kid to Springfield.
I would disagree with that one. I think Vegas has an element. There's an element
there's
there.
No element in Vegas.
There's no element.
There's an element in Springfield.
Hey.
What?
I'll get Freddie Gius on you. Don't start ragging on.
Oh, is that old Freddie's the?
Yeah.
Are we getting him on the show?
John, have you worked on getting him on the show?
I reached out to his people, who apparently no longer exist.
Unnatural causes. All right, Dickerson James, we'll be back.
Back to Dick and James, Greg Dickerson and Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
This
never
girl, and I was completely oblivious.
Yeah.
She looked like Carmen Electra. I kid you not. Like Carmen Electra in her prime, which is, like, to me, the hottest girl of all time. She basically.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Carmen Electra, the hottest girl of all time?
Ever. In her prime, there was never any better. So she basically,
lost all respect for you.
So
but go ahead.
She approached me, and it was.
Carmen Electra approached you.
It was like about 2:15 in the morning, Vegas time, because we're getting ready to go on at 6 in the morning, East Coast time. So it's 5:50 on the East Coast, and I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And then she gave me the rate card, and I was like, oh. Dickerson, it was like. I couldn't be this lucky, and of course I wasn't.
You weren't.
I weren't. I was not. So, but regardless, it is what it is, and I got over it. I got over it. I've never seen a girl who looks that close to Carmen Electra in my life, and I lived in Miami in Atlanta too.
Attractive. I won't say that she's not, but the hottest one ever.
In her prime.
That's what I'm saying. In her prime.
This is a star for attention, fame seeking loser.
I'm more of a...
No, Carmen Electra is not that.
She's a glamour shot wannabe fame-seeking loser.
What would you have to say, John, about Reese Witherspoon in her prime? Would you have something there for her?
I have analytics that I...
No?
Oh. Reese Witherspoon's okay. She's all right.
Okay.
No, she's pretty good.
She's the epitome. No,
Reese Witherspoon's timeless.
She is absolutely timeless.
And I will, my former co-host that would disagree, who's
she is gorgeous.
He was a three-time Super Bowl champion. Randy Cross was not a fan of Reese Witherspoon. Remember Randy Cross?
I do remember Randy Cross.
Good guy.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that, John.
Hey, what can I say? I worked with some
people. I reminds me of a story once. I was out in it's a Vegas story.
Yeah.
And I was about to do some Celtic Summer League stuff, mm-hmm. and this girl comes up to me, and she looks exactly like Reese Witherspoon.
Uh-oh.
And she starts
hitting, she gave you her rate card.
And she starts hitting on me, and then she hands me her rate card, and literally, it was Reese Witherspoon. I mean, it was the damnedest thing.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Reese Witherspoon. Yeah.
Isn't that something? You never know what's going to happen.
No.
Wow.
Hey, who do you like today? Who do you like today in the football game?
Do you know my name, sir?
I don't like anything to play like any action.
You don't pull them.
No, no. I like the Colts tomorrow.
I
like the Colts tomorrow. Who do you like?
Today?
Yeah.
Love Houston. I think Houston, I would pound the Houston Texans today.
Tell me why. By the way, your picks have been good recently, so tell me why, though.
Why? Because the Jets suck.
The Jets suck.
The Jets suck. They're missing Quincy Enunwa is out. What's his name? The running back.
Isaiah Crowell?
Isaiah Crowell is out. They got nothing to play for. Houston's got everything to play for.
Wait a second. Stephen A. Smith just said that Curtis Martin's getting ready. He said Chad Pennington. And Lavernius Coles and Santana
I'm
Moss.
I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry.
Despite the extensive football knowledge of Stephen A. Smith,
right.
I would disagree with him. I like Houston. The Denver game,
mm-hmm.
that is a very interesting game. Cleveland, their defense stinks, but Case Keenum isn't exactly Tom Brady. But that'll be a fun game to watch just because of Baker Mayfield. I don't know who to pick in that game. I don't have a good feeling on that one. I don't have a good handle.
617.
What does Lee Scheister say?
Sterling. Lee Sterling.
Sterling or Scheister?
It's Sterling. Come on.
Sorry.
It's his real name.
What does he say?
He likes tonight. He likes the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
And he likes the Houston Texans.
How many units?
I believe.
Why can't he just say dollars?
I don't know.
I like the Houston Texans for $50. Why does he have to throw this unit crap? Because what does that mean?
Yeah, it's gambling talk.
I know, but what does it mean?
It's gambling talk.
I'm asking you off the air. What does 30 units mean?
30 units.
If somebody says, Greg, bet 30 units on the Houston Texans.
That means is like what would you normally bet in an individual game? Just an average game.
$5,000.
No, come on. Seriously.
I never bet individual.
I know
games.
You don't. Okay, but if you were a real bettor, a real gambler, do parlays. Parlays are sucker bets.
I don't know. What would I do? $50.
Okay. So for a 30-unit selection, you would probably do 150 to 200.
So 30 units is 150 to 200. So why can't he just say bet $100?
I just think it's better
don't
when.
Get it.
Yeah, that's just the
don't
way.
Don't understand it. I don't understand it. You degenerates.
Yeah, that's the way we are. You know,
I would like to be a degenerate someday. I would like to understand it. That's why I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah. But. So that's what you do.
Okay.
Joe in Springfield. What's up, Joe?
Yeah. I work for the city of Springfield. Who's a clown about the crime in Springfield?
That was Greg Dickerson.
That would be me. That would be Greg.
Horrible. You know what? That is absolutely wrong. First.
Really? What?
I know, Joe. Tell him, Joe.
What did I say about Springfield?
It is. Without a doubt. I grew up in Boston. I'm out here in Springfield now. And it has that reputation that you all, you just mentioned.
You Eastern Mass people.
Elitists.
You Eastern Mass elitists.
No. I had to get away from Boston, man. It takes you an hour to go get a loaf of bread.
So what do you have? Like, defend Springfield, Joe. Do it.
Defend Springfield. You know, regardless of where you live, you're going to have crime. It's a fine city. You'd be surprised if you ever took your time and went around this city, how green it is. It is the house of homes, to be honest with you.
Oh.
You have an inner city like Boston is near you as Boston. You don't want to walk around at night.
Well, did you say, Joe, I'm sorry, I misheard you. Did you say the house of horrors? Is that what you said?
House of City of Homes.
Oh, City of Homes.
City of Homes. I've heard Springfield called a lot. Joe, I grew up there, unlike you. I'm not a trend. I grew up there. I never heard of it called the City of Homes. I've heard of it called a lot of other things.
Joe, I will say I love the Big E every year.
Look it up.
The Big E, Joe, is a wonderful take.
West Springfield.
Fantastic take. Where do you get your hamburgers at out there in Springfield, Joe?
Last time I had a burger, probably over in West Springfield. How's that?
What? No, what's the name of the place?
The White Hut.
Yeah! Oh, there we go, right. Joe.
Okay.
I love the White Hut, Joey.
Favorite place.
There we go.
Hey, listen, guys, keep up the good work. But, Springfield isn't a city of crime, trust me.
I know, Dickerson. It's just Dickerson.
I'm just comparing it to Las Vegas, that's all. I'm just saying Las Vegas is a cleaner, less crime.
Now
city.
You know why I gave you the nickname Doucherson.
Springfield any day. How does Cleveland come out of my mouth?
I don't know.
When I'm saying Vegas, how does Cleveland
I don't know
come
how a lot of
mouth?
Things come out of your mouth.
Jesus God. I'll take Vegas any day over Springfield.
I disagree. Well, listen, when sports gambling becomes legal in Massachusetts, hopefully by the year 2025.
Dead by then.
I was going to say.
We'll all be dead by then.
Then Vegas is going to lose a lot of customers and a lot of money. Because people aren't going to. Yeah. Because
people still want to go there. It's still going to be a destination because of the show. The majority of the people don't go there for sports betting. They go there for regular.
Right. But here's what Vegas is going to get.
At all the gambling that has popped up, casinos that have popped up across the country, and Vegas is still doing
very
well.
The one thing that Vegas will add as sports gambling becomes legal across the board throughout the country, whenever that's completely done, all 50 states, Vegas by then will have the Raiders. They already have the Golden Knights. They'll get a baseball team. They'll get an NBA team. So they're going to be a four-town sports team.
You think they'll get a baseball team?
I do. Oh, yeah.
NBA for sure.
NBA for sure. They already had an all-star game there. Yeah, NBA
for sure. It was an abject failure, but I think they would do better now.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe it was. I wonder why there was so much crime out there. I can't believe it failed.
Well, it was one time.
Oh, one time. No. Yeah, you only get one shot.
Every city can have one bad night.
Oh, okay.
No. Doesn't happen all the time in Vegas. One bad night.
Where did Tupac get killed and murdered?
Vegas. Every night?
Is that Springfield?
No,
No, it was Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there are murders everywhere. It doesn't mean that it's a crime-filled city.
They shot down the world's greatest rapper, rapper of all time in Vegas.
World's greatest rapper is Curtis Blow. Rap and basketball.
You would say that. All right, final segment next. Let's finish out strong.
Who's up next?
617-779-7937. Tomasi and Reamer.
They are. Okay, I want to see them.
Yeah.
I want to talk to them.
Yeah, Johnny Tomasi. We love Tomasi and Reamer.
Back to Dick and James. Greg Dickerson and Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yes, John.
Hey, I want to thank someone who did a great job
on
today's show.
How dare you interrupt Curtis Blow?
I want to thank someone who did a great job today, who worked her ass off today, is Bridget. I want to give a huge credit to Bridget. She worked till like 2 in the morning last morning, and she came in this morning at 6. So she got like 2 hours sleep, and she killed it. And she put John Anderson in position to succeed, which, yeah, I guess he did okay. Thanks to Bridget.
No, I said Bridget was okay. She was all right. Don't give these people a lot of Don't give these people a lot of praise. You don't want to do that. The producers.
Why? Because they get big heads?
Just make sure that they understand who they are.
Like the hierarchy.
Exactly.
Right.
Because before you know it, they'll think they're important to the stage.
Right.
They're a bunch of nobodies.
Okay.
Before you know it, they'll have a big head like Joe Zambrano, and they'll be running the place.
Joe Zambrano. Bleep,
right. Remember that, John.
the one you were kissing earlier?
No, that wasn't me. Mark.
I'm talking about Mark.
Oh, okay. All right. That was Mark. The producers do a wonderful job around here. Love them all.
I knew when you walked by, I knew I was going to hear from you. I knew as soon as I stepped foot back in the studio, I knew it.
Hey, I didn't ask you this before we before we get out of here. What has been your take on the morning show? Have you enjoyed your time on Mutt?
You did
and
last
Callahan.
Week. You actually asked me 2 weeks ago.
I did ask you 2 weeks
you
ago.
Did.
I don't remember what the hell I asked you.
It's been fine.
Like,
is there something that you're trying?
No.
By the way, you can kill Curtis Ball.
I'm just at. No, yeah. You don't have to.
No. It's good. It's good. No,
I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
Yeah. So what? What?
I'm just asking how you enjoy it.
No, I mean
it was such a big deal, and now I guess when I asked you about it the first time, you'd only done it, I think, once, and now you've done it, what, three or four times?
Three times.
Three times.
Just getting up at 3:30 in the morning sucks.
3:30? Why would you get up? You live right down the road.
I know, but you know, like...
Why do you have to get up at 3:30?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a hit...
There goes my voice again. Why is it going so high?
I'm hit the snooze type guy, so I'll set for 3:30, get up at, like, 4:45. So
an hour and 15 minutes of snooze?
Well, I'll get up and then just hit it. Like, your body is always trained when that alarm goes off to, like, sleep longer. So, like, I will always want to sleep longer, you know? And so that's what basically I'll do. But, no, it's been fine. It's been fine. Like, totally fine.
What's been the hardest part about
I sleep naked. It's somewhat uncomfortable.
So do I, Lewis.
That's a little TMI. John Tomasi is in the building. Come on here, John.
I know John loves doing it. What's the hardest thing about doing the morning show?
Getting up early in the morning. Getting up early in the morning.
Not dealing with Jerry and his right-wing politics and all that stuff?
No, okay. He loves it. As much as Tomasi
I would say next time you work with Jerry, tell him how much you believe in global warming.
I
think that would make for a perfect show. Do you not agree, John Tomasi? I don't think we can cover that enough while you're on the show.
You got John. Okay, good. Say that again, John.
I was just going to say, I think we've covered that ground, and we're going to have to agree to disagree. I don't think there's any changing Jerry's mind.
There's none. John, how are you? By the way, Dickerson was really looking forward to seeing you today. He hasn't seen you in a while.
It's been a while. My very first show at EEI. Sports Round, Sunday Sports Roundtable with John Tomasi and Greg Dickerson.
That was your first show?
My first show with, like, my name
on it. Oh, with your name on it. Okay.
It didn't actually have my name on it, but it was the first show that I had a regular show.
What's this all about?
It's going away. It's laziness.
You trying to be like the hip, you know?
I have to start. If I want a Bruins playoff beard, I have to start now.
Like, when did you start that?
Like a month ago.
By the way, don't you, like I, literally, like, 5 days, John, and I got to shave. I can't do it.
I'm Italian, but it's like a month before I even look like, this is like a month.
All right. How's Trenny doing?
Trenny's doing great. Saw her at Pub Trivia the other week. We won because, of course, we did because we're a powerhouse duo.
Where was that?
In Woburn. Polcari's in Woburn.
You go there every week?
Most weeks.
Wow.
We didn't go this week to defend our title because we were busy.
Polcari's has got the pizza.
Regina.
Pizza Regina.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they a sponsor here or no?
They're getting it for free, so I don't even know why they would bother.
Here's the thing. Regina, the Carmelo Anthony of pizza, very overrated.
Oh, I actually like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's fighting
words.
Jeez.
Too bad the show's coming to an end.
You and Reamer, what do you and Reamer got on tap today for the next couple hours?
That's up to Reamer.
Okay.
I put it in his hands.
All right. Very nice.
I know we will be continuing. Probably less Springfield talk.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we'll be continuing a similar vein to you guys.
That's fair. That's fair. There's something politics I was going to get to Tomasi. I'll ask him off the air. John, thanks to you. You were great.
John.
You were all right. Bridget was great.
Yeah, Bridget was better.
Much better. Much better. You were okay.
Wrap it up. Come
too,
on.
Mark.
Let's go. Jeez.
Dickerson, will you be here next week?
I will be here next Saturday.
You will? Absolutely. 2 weeks in a row?
Yes, I know.
To what do we owe this pleasure to?
I can't believe it myself.
All right. Reamer and Tomasi, the next 2 hours, 2 to 4. Keep it locked here. EEI.